You're listening to the Disneylandy Podcast
on podbash.com. It's our podcast after all. Dun, dun, dun. It's our podcast after all. It's our podcast after all. It's our podcast after all. Hi, everybody. It's the Disneylandy Podcast. I'm the Disney Lady. And with me, as always, the Disneylandy.
Hey, y'all.
So we're glad you're here with us today. I'm really excited about today's episode. I actually wanted to record it on last Sunday because I was so excited, but we had to wait.
Yes.
Because the Disneylandy kind of was sick.
Yes, as you can hear, I might have a little bit of a rougher voice, but so, we're working through it.
Yep, so we waited a couple of days. He's feeling a little bit better.
We will be taking coughing breaks.
Yeah, hopefully we'll edit most of them out.
Mm-hmm. Except for this one.
Anyway, diving right into it, let's get to some news.
That's right.
What do you got for me, Andy?
Well, if you've been watching any Disney news lately, you have noticed that there is a flying elephant in the park.
Other than Dumbo?
Other than Dumbo, yes. It is the second most dangerous animal.
In the jungle?
In the jungle. An elephant. You know what the first most dangerous animal is?
His mother-in-law.
His mother-in-law. Mother-in-law stuck around.
The other elephant needed some fixing.
He needed some fixing. They had some, I guess, something with the head mechanism they couldn't fix right there. So they had to chopper him out, and they just choppered him back in last week.
So that means the Jungle Cruise is ready to reopen?
It is ready to reopen.
Shortly.
In fact, just over the weekend, they had a soft opening where special people and cast members could go and ride it.
So by the time you're listening to this, it will be available.
Yep. Seems like they've cleaned up all the animals, just kind of done a bit whole, you know,
right,
refurb.
A maintenance.
Took out all the, you know, bird poop that was on there.
Since it was closed anyway.
Yep. And then also they had kind of modified the gate system. You know, as you walk up to the ride itself and you kind of lean against the gate before you get on the boat.
Right.
I guess they've taken that away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's something there. I tried to get a picture of it before the podcast, but nobody had really
been
done
on
anything.
It yet.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to the park soon, you know, take a picture. Let us know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's all the same. Just spiffed up.
Now, speaking of the Jungle Cruise, we were there over Christmas this last year and got to experience the Jingle Cruise.
Yes.
And I was really impressed with how it turned out and how decked out it was. It was way more than I was expecting.
It was too decked for me.
I really liked it.
All the floating presents, and looks like the decked halls exploded everywhere.
I kind of thought it was fun.
Tinsel, and it was everywhere.
Yeah.
The boa constrictor was like covered in a ribbon.
Yep. I thought it was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot, but yes. It was, I enjoyed it. Yeah. So, well, speaking of rides that are opening up, the bane of my existence is coming back.
Autopia?
Yes. I have so many banes of my existence.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it opened up with a brand new paint job on the cars and...
New engines.
They have Honda engines in them now because it's now sponsored by Honda.
Right.
Yeah, so cars have new paint jobs. The actual ride facility itself has a new paint job. And then they have Honda badges on the cars.
Yep.
And then there was a big, LED screen on the back side of the main entrance.
Uh-huh.
And you could kind of watch old Chevron commercials.
Oh.
And they've actually taken that away, the old Chevron commercials, and have put some old Wonderful World of Disney in there.
Oh, cool.
And of course, it's dealing with cars. And then as you go into the main kind of rotunda waiting area, they also had some screens in there. You could watch the old Chevron commercials. Well, they've replaced that also.
Okay. Okay, so still entertainment, just different entertainment.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, moving on, there have been some rumors floating around the interwebs that there's going to be a Marvel Land perhaps coming in the future. They're going to put it in between where Tower of Terror is.
And Cars Land. Now, on that note, you said Tower of Terror.
Right. And so they're thinking, well, maybe we should re-theme Tower of Terror. And I'm like, why?
So I read an article today that talked a little bit more about that and where they got the information.
Okay.
They actually got the information from cast members that were seeing the development team in there actually working on things.
Interesting.
Yes, so it would be before and after opening. They would test some different ideas, I guess. I don't know if they're putting in, I don't know, different views of how things would look.
Uh-huh.
But they're thinking of Guardians of the Galaxy, of course.
Which I really don't think it needs to be rethemed. Have your Marvel Land, but leave Tower of Terror alone.
Well, on that note, too, is that they were talking about retheming the Hollywood backlot to Marvel also.
Mm.
Yes.
The backlot needs something done to it, but I don't think Marvel is the answer.
So if they're going to make that Marvel, they are going to remove Mike and Sully to the rescue.
Which I don't want that to go away.
And they were going to put an extremely large Marvel roller coaster in there.
See, I like monsters, and it should stay, and the backlot should become Monstropolis.
It is.
And
then, it should.
And then Marvel Land should go in between Cars Land and Tower of Terror.
Yep. But that is what they're talking about and thinking about right now. This isn't a go. This isn't
trigger. No, it's not in the works. It's in the idea phase.
Exactly. And the Mike and Sully thing was in the idea phase, too. They were going to do a Doors roller coaster.
I think they need more little kid things.
Yes.
Or in DCA.
Like intermediate little kid things.
Right. Right. Not little kids, but things that your 5 to 12-year-olds are going to like.
Yep. Not like the choo-choo train.
No, we don't need any more of that. We've got plenty of little tiny kid things.
I mean, maybe another, not another dark ride, maybe?
I would be okay with another dark ride.
Mm-hmm.
A door thing could be a kind of a lesser roller coaster, but in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Muppets 3D Theater,
uh-huh,
which has been the Frozen sing-along for a while, that's going to become their main movie
preview
area.
I think that's good. I don't think they should use Bugs.
They will still use Bugs sometimes, but this is going to... So when they have, like, Civil War or something like that come out, this is where the actual premiere is going to be.
Oh, really?
In DCA.
Those are much better seats. It's a bigger theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're going to... The hall that you'd walk through the entrance was themed with Muppets.
Right.
Well, they actually changed that into Frozen now.
Right.
And they're going to take all that down, and I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe just movie theater.
Or maybe just like old world Disney,
uh-huh,
type stuff, which would be good because then it would be flexible.
Yep, yep.
For all different kinds of things. Lots of new stuff kind of in the works. Speaking of which, I just saw a little article on an anticipated change in the FastPass system for Disneyland.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. So the news for this is coming from the Walt Disney World News Today Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like at the end of 2016, Disneyland will be moving away from the paper FastPass ticket system and doing a FastPass Plus, a little bit more along the lines of what you see at Disney World.
But not the full-blown?
No, not the full-blown. So it won't be the wristbands. You won't be able to book them in advance. They'll still be day of, one at a time. So same rules, but they'll be done either online, through an app, or at several kiosks throughout the park, which are not ride-specific. So you don't have to go to one kiosk, mm-hmm, for every different ride. You can do any ride fast pass at the same kiosk.
But you're only going to get...
But you can only get one at a time.
So you think max three?
No, okay. I think that if you're, so every 2 hours,
okay,
is what you're looking at.
Okay.
So I'm thinking you can probably get 5 to 6 depending. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you blow your first fast pass on a ride that's not until the end of the day, then yes, obviously you'll only have one that day. But if you're smart, mm-hmm, about your fast passes, you should be able to get 4 or 5. Pretty easily.
I wonder if they're going to stick with the paper tickets or if they're going to go...
I don't think that they're doing the paper tickets. I think what it will be doing is it'll be keyed to your park ticket.
Okay. And you just take it out and scan it, probably.
Right. That's what I'm imagining because they specifically said, mm-hmm, no more paper tickets.
No more paper tickets. Well, maybe they'll do the same hard tickets that they have at Disney World with the RFID chips.
Right.
And you just tap it.
Right. That's what I would imagine, but I'm sure we'll have more information forthcoming, mm-hmm, as we're getting closer to the end of this year, and we'll keep an eye on that and let you know as soon as we know how it's going to change and how to go about it. Mm-hmm. So definitely keep an eye on that. Did you have any other news?
I had one more.
Okay.
You don't know about this one.
Surprise news.
So You know how they're having budget cuts on some things due to Shanghai Disneyland soaking right. up all the money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're closing the Paradise Garden Grill
no.
in DCA.
No.
It is currently closed.
What?
Right now. They closed it without notice.
What?
Yep. Because, I guess, of the lack of traffic in the area.
Really?
They decided to close it.
Yep. Really?
Yep. They will possibly reopen it during...
Christmas,
doing Feliz Navidad, uh-huh. and maybe Chinese New Year's.
So the restaurants are closed. Is it still, just the seating and stuff is still there?
Yes. So just that one restaurant, the Paradise Pizza and Pasta,
uh-huh.
is still there.
Okay.
But the Garden Grill, where you could get a gyro and other Greek-style things, and then they would have different menus throughout the year. They will keep the different menus, just open it up during that time.
Okay.
But they also... did not restaff it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
There's actually been a stoppage on hiring throughout the park also. Usually right now they're ramping up, getting some...
For summer.
Exactly. They have not hired and they're not planning on hiring.
So we're going to see... Wow.
Yes.
I wonder...
Disneyland is getting choked out because Shanghai Disneyland...
is costing so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. They it's have enough money to...
It's not our fault.
They have enough money that they can spend it.
Yes. If Walt were here.
He would be throwing a hissy.
He would.
Is throwing a hissy.
He'd turn to his brother and say, make it
find
happen.
Find more money. If we're out of money, find more money.
And his brother would just pitch a fit, and Walt would just, we'd just do it. And
Walt
would
stand his ground, and mm-hmm. he would get his way. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
That's not good.
Nope. Not at all.
That's not good at all. I mean, you need to have more cast members during the summer when it's insane.
And they've had record attendance.
Yeah.
So they're pulling in record amount of money.
Right.
But they're still slacking. Ugh.
Oh, dear.
Hopefully we don't see a return to the mid-90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, maybe that would mean less people would go and we wouldn't have to stand in such long lines.
Well, we got to wait for that to happen first. It might be a couple years before people are like, ugh, this place is dirty. Let's go to Shanghai instead.
No, it would be let's go to Harry Potter Land instead.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason why I would think that you don't want to slack off at all. You don't want to give people any other reason to want to go anywhere else.
No, but it sounds like maybe that might be happening. Maybe they just think, hey, we're Disney. We own everything. You're going to come here anyways.
Hmm.
That'll backfire.
Yes, it will.
It has already backfired on
Bob,
multiple times.
Bob, listen to me, Bob.
Both Bobs.
Both Bobs. This is a bad idea, Bobs.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And I'm thinking that this Marvel Land thing is just going to blow up big too. And
But
they're
going to
spend.
So.
They're going to spend, you know, as little money as possible to probably give the worst experience that they can.
This is not what we want to see.
No.
Okay. Well, we will keep a close eye on things and let you know when we know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's all the news you've got, let's do some openers and closers just to get those out of the way.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, as usual. As of right now, until spring of 2017, you're looking at April of 2017, Fantasmic is down, Columbia, Mark Twain, David Crockett, Tom Sawyer's Island, Rivers of America, the Disney Railroad are all down, until probably this time next year. The monorail is actually down right now and will be until the 20th of this month. Also, Pirates of the Caribbean and Blue Bayou will be going down from today until the 16th.
So don't go to Disneyland during that time.
Yes, if you're planning on going in the next 2 weeks, you're going to get screwed. Let's see, Tarzan's Treehouse is going down on the 16th of this month and will be down until June 6th.
I wonder what they're doing there because they've actually removed a lot of foliage from that tree.
There might need to be some painting or fixing some ropes or installing fake foliage.
Well, that's what it was before. They removed all the fake foliage. It was...
Huh.
I don't know. It looks very barren.
Maybe they're fixing that. Moving on to DCA, the Silly Symphony Swings are closed until June 10th. Grizzly River is down until the 19th. And the Carthay Lounge is going down from the 9th to the 13th of this month for some kind of light something because it's only going down for a few days. But that is the end of the news section.
Right on, right on.
I have the joke this week.
Ooh.
So, Andy, what does Mickey Mouse use to browse the internet?
Oh, his mouse.
No, an iPad mini.
Okay. I chose the obvious one.
Right.
Okay, so I have the hidden Mickey for this week.
Yes.
I'm actually looking at a picture of the hidden Mickey on the computer right now.
Ah.
All right, so on Main
Street. I'm not looking at it. No, I can't see it.
On Main Street, in the middle, there is another street that crosses it called Center Street.
Okay, is that the like the round one?
No.
Oh.
It's the one that just goes kind of crossways.
Oh, in between the two sections of shops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. There's what they call Market Bucks. There's a Starbucks right there on the corner.
Right.
If you turn back there, there's actually a like a cart or a fruit cart or a flower cart back in there.
Right.
On the axles underneath it, they've actually welded on these circular Mickeys as part of the filigree.
So can you see it without getting under the cart or?
I bet you could just look at the wheels and I'm turning the computer so she can see it.
I can't see it because of the.
There you go right there.
Hold on. I'm having to move my head away from the mic. I'll stop talking. Oh, yeah. You could totally see that without getting under the cart.
Yep, yep. It's green.
Just right on the axle. It's not like etched in. It's actually just a bent piece of
metal.
Metal.
Yep.
That's the word I was looking for. Metal. Excellent hidden Mickey. Well, last week, Andy took the first half of a Disney World trivia game. 15 questions. He got them all right. I've got the last 15 today.
Ooh.
Are you feeling up to it?
Yes.
All right. The next question is, and I can give you a set of three answers to pick from if you need me to. Okay?
Okay.
What was the name of Disney's first water park?
It wasn't Blizzard Beach.
Okay.
It was...
I can give you two other names because Blizzard Beach was one of the options. So
it is, hang on. It is, okay, tell me.
So either Typhoon Lagoon or River Country.
River Country.
River Country is correct.
Yes. In fact, it is abandoned currently.
Yes. Opened in 1976 and closed in 2001.
Instead of using like chlorinated water, it actually used the lake water from around it.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yuck.
And some people were getting sick.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. What experience is the Soarin' ride meant to mimic?
Hang gliding.
Hang gliding is correct.
Yay.
Okay. Next question. It's a Small World was one of Disney's original attractions when the park opened in 1955. True or false?
That is false.
That is false.
It actually came from the 1964 World's Fair.
Yep. What name did Disney give to the entertainment complex formerly known as Downtown Disney in 2015? So they renamed Downtown Disney in Disney World. It's called something else.
Oh, it's Disney Springs.
Yes, it is. I was going to say, I can give you three options if you need me to.
Nope.
Okay, what is the official symbol of Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park?
Official symbol.
What is their symbol? I can give you three options if you need me to.
Okay, give me three options.
Expedition Everest, Spaceship Earth, or the Tree of Life?
The Tree of Life.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, next question. What classic Magic Kingdom attraction was replaced by the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh in 1998?
This is Disneyland attraction, right?
I believe this is Disney World.
Disney World would be Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Ooh, you're gonna have to help me on that one.
It was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was on the backside. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Not being totally, a Walt Disney World guy. I don't know why they're doing Walt Disney World questions.
It was just the quiz I could find.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
What is the official symbol of Disney's Hollywood Studios?
It was the Sorcerer's Hat. But they have changed it to the Grumman Chinese Theater.
No.
What?
It was the Sorcerer's Hat, but they've changed it to the Earful Tower.
What? No.
A water tower with Mickey ears on it called the Earful Tower serves as a symbol of Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
So that's, I wouldn't count the other one you got wrong as wrong.
Okay.
Because I could have given you three options and
I would have got it correct.
You would have got it correct because yeah. Alice wasn't an option. So, yeah, that's one wrong.
Dang it.
Out of almost 30, honey, you're good.
Let's keep going.
What are the ride vehicles on Spaceship Earth called? I can give you three options. Doom buggies, space rockets, or time machines?
Time machines.
That is correct. Who voices the pilot droid Rex on Star Tours?
That would be Mr. Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens.
That is correct. Yes. What singer stars in Epcot's Captain EO attraction?
Epcot's Captain EO? Come on. This would be Disneyland's Tomorrowland Captain EO, by the way. This would be Michael Jackson.
That is correct. What airplane-themed ride can be found at Disneyland but not at Disney World?
Disneyland.
I'm sorry, not airplane. What alpine-themed ride can be found at Disneyland but not Disney World?
That would be the Matterhorn.
That would be the Matterhorn.
The first tubular steel track roller coaster in the world.
Indeed. Home of Harold.
Yes. The new Harold.
What Magic Kingdom land can you find Space Mountain?
Tomorrowland.
That is correct.
I almost thought that they were, I don't know, trying to get you off somehow.
You're like, well,
wait, is this a trick question?
Duh.
Well, it's in Tomorrowland. Where else would it be?
What Magic Kingdom land is home to Jungle Cruise?
That would be Adventureland.
That would be Adventureland. How many attractions could be found at Disneyland when the park opened in 1955?
Oh, geez. Give me numbers.
18, 42, or 74?
18.
Yeah. How fast can the trains on Space Mountain travel?
That would be 30 miles an hour.
35.
35. That's close enough.
Yes. If I had given you the three, you would have gotten it. So that was 29 out of 30.
Yay.
29 out of 30.
And most of those were Disney World.
Most of them were Disney World.
And the one I got wrong was Disney World.
Yes, it's true. So that's the trivia.
Right on. So I've got history. Back May 8th, 1991, the first report of Disney's proposal for a $3.1 billion idea to build Westcott, which would be the West Coast version of Epcot. Now, this is 1991. Is there a Westcott in Disneyland right now?
No.
No. There is California Adventure, which they ended up scrapping the Westcott idea and changing it to the California Adventure, which was built in 2001, which was then refurbed into what it is today, a lot better park.
All right. Well, that kind of finishes up the weekly or the bi-weekly housekeeping.
Uh-huh. So we have a main theme today. And what is it, Erin?
I'm so excited. We have a new listener, a new good friend of the show named Andrew, who had a question for us. And we thought it was such a good question and one that we'd kind of been toying about how to go about answering anyway, that we said, you know what? We'll just answer your question on our next show.
Thank you, Andrew.
So, Andrew, thank you very much. Here is the question. From Andrew, enjoying your podcast. Thank you. Found it via a random app on my Sony TV and then via iTunes. So good to know that we're accessible that way.
On a random app on Sony TV.
I'm in need of a pro tip. I am pretty well versed on Walt Disney World as I've gone multiple times. However, I've never been to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure and will be going with my girlfriend during the first week of June, one park per day. I need a ride strategy for Disneyland. I think Disney California Adventure won't be as crazy to fit everything in. Once you enter Disneyland at opening, where would you recommend I go first? What is the best fast pass to get first? Where is the longest lines normally? I need to fit all of this in among seeing the afternoon and nighttime parade fireworks and our reservation at the Blue Bayou. This would be a great show topic. Thank you for any tips.
Yes, it will be a great show topic.
It is, and here it is. So, first of all,
We have thought long and hard.
We have.
And we think long and hard about this subject all the time. And we talk about it. You know, what would we do each time we go? What would we change? Would we do something different?
Yeah.
And so.
And we kind of do have a game plan when we go. Uh-huh. It's not a, at 7:15 do this. At 8:30 do this. It's not down to the second.
Yes.
It's kind of more of a loose idea of what our day is going to be looking like. And we keep it flexible because Disneyland is like a living thing.
It is. It's a giant amoeba.
Depending on the guest population that day, things can really turn in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And you just need to be willing to go with the flow. So what we'll be giving you is our quote-unquote loose game plan.
Yes, loose. And this is how we do it. This is not the way to do it. You can do it any other way. This is just how we've figured out and how we kind of plan things.
And we do enjoy it. Our first thing would be to beg you to reconsider your 2 days, one in each park.
Yes.
Please, 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 please do a 3-day park hopper. And there are a couple of reasons why.
One is because you get a magic morning with a 3-day park hopper.
Yes. And magic morning will make a big, big difference in your day in Disneyland.
Yes. Because you can jump on a lot of rides very quickly.
In that 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Like, you can knock out 7 or 8 rides.
And you can do Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can do it very quick. And then by the time the regular park opens, there's still not that many people, and you can go ride on some of the bigger rides, too.
Right. Also, you'll be paying less per day for those 3 days.
Yep.
And also, really, unlike Disney World, Disneyland and California Adventure are very close together. They're separated by what's called the Esplanade. It's just a big little area.
It's a big bricked area.
It's just like a pavement area in between them. It's less than a 2-minute walk from gate to gate.
So they're really one park.
We treat them that way. Yep. So having the 3-day park hopper will let you go back and forth as you please. And it will also allow you to have enough time that you're not going to feel rushed to get things in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have time to do everything and some things, your favorite things, more than once.
Now, of course, we would recommend a 5-day park hopper also.
But we understand you're not going to be there that many days.
Yes.
We know you're only going to be in California for 4 days. And
you're only going to do 2 days at Disneyland. So
we will respect that in answering your question. But we did want to advocate for the 3-day park hopper. If you can possibly swing it.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into how we would structure your day, there are a couple of things that we want to make sure you have with you when you go into the park. Number one, get yourself a backpack if you don't already have one.
A slim backpack.
Right. This will allow you to have like a light jacket, sunscreen, some place to put your camera or any souvenirs that you buy, and leave your arms unencumbered.
Mm-hmm.
We just find a backpack very, very helpful. Number two, we want you to do this right now, Andrew. Get yourself an app for Disneyland.
There are multiple apps. In fact, Aaron and I have different opinions on what app to get.
Andy likes the official Disneyland one.
Mm-hmm.
I find that one loads a little slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little more accurate as far as wait times, but not so much that I feel like it's a big enough deal to get to use that one on a regular basis. I like the Magic Guide app. It is an Apple app. It loads faster. I just think it's a little more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It loads faster in the park. And the wait times are close enough for government work.
Now, you can also get that on Android.
Yes.
I have that on our pad.
The reason why I'd like you to get that now is so that you can familiarize yourself with the lay of the land. You can also use it to look at open and close times for each park. You'll know which park is having a magic morning on which day. You'll know when the parades are going on, when the fireworks are going on. It'll also allow you to look at menus.
Yeah, both apps.
Yep. Prices, that kind of thing. So anyway, get that app and it'll only help you because the more familiar you are with what you're going to be dealing with, the smoother you will go.
So, do you want to just dive into to day one?
Yes. So, day one, you should go to whichever park is not having a magic morning.
Because if you go to the park that has a magic morning, there will already be a grundle of people in
and
the park.
And already wait times that have built up. So, Figure out on your app which park is not having the magic morning and go to that park. That being said, we'll just start off by talking about Disneyland.
Yep. So, arriving at the park, get there early.
Yes. Now, you are staying at the Fairfield,
which is across the street, and it's about a 10-minute walk to baggage check.
Yes. We have stayed there. In fact, that was the last hotel we stayed at. Excellent choice for a hotel. Great staff, clean rooms, and a very convenient walking distance.
Yes. We recommend the third floor. There is a Pizza Hut.
A lounge.
A lounge and also a game room.
Right, a little arcade.
Some arcade, yep. Yeah.
So we would say you need to leave 45 to 50 minutes early from the Fairfield. That way you get through baggage check and you are in line for the park 30 minutes early.
Now, baggage check is pretty long at Disneyland.
It can be. So that's why we're wanting you to leave almost an hour before the park opens.
Yep. And then you're able to get, they usually open up the gates about 15 minutes before rope drop.
Right. So you'll be able to get into the park and then be at the rope when they're ready to let you in.
All right. So at rope drop, where are we sending him first?
We're sending him to Space Mountain.
To get?
A fast pass.
Unless.
It's 30 minutes or less of a wait time.
Yep. Now, if you're there right up front.
It'll be no wait time.
It'll be no wait time. Just jump on it.
Right.
After that, get a fast pass.
Right. Now, explain to him how the fast passes in Disneyland work, because they are different from Disney World.
So in Disneyland, you actually have to get a paper ticket. You have to go to the ride itself. And not all rides have fast passes, and that's why you have your phone app. But case in point, Space Mountain, which is Hyperspace Mountain right now, by the way.
Is the longest wait time in either park.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
No, Radiator Springs is still longer, but in Disneyland,
it's the highest.
It is the highest wait time.
All right. So they actually, right to the right of the entrance gate to the ride, they have the fast pass ticket booths.
So what you do is you insert your ticket into the park and it will kick back out a fast pass.
Mm-hmm. And you got to do each ticket and it just scans it and then it'll shoot one out.
Right.
And it'll give you a return time.
Now, the important thing is before you get a fast pass, it will have a little display that will tell you what time your fast pass return is. The reason why that's important is you're only allowed to have one fast pass at a time. So being smart, if you go to get a fast pass and the return time isn't until like 9 p.m. and you're there in the morning, you don't want to waste your one fast pass.
Well, you can actually wait 2 hours after you scan that ticket. You can wait 2 hours and you can get another fast pass.
Can you?
Uh-huh. I've double-checked that.
Okay, good to know.
I have double-checked that. But still, you're still having to wait 2 hours.
Right. So you want to be smart about it.
Correct.
But since we've sent you there first thing in the morning, that shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that Hyperspace Mountain will be one you'll want to ride more than once anyway. So yeah, go ahead and ride it and get your fast pass. Then we want you to go over to Fantasyland and do the dark rides.
Just ride them until they're gone. Do them all.
We're talking Snow White, yes. Pinocchio, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Alice. I would also advise you to skip Peter Pan if the wait is more than 35 minutes.
The two rides people run to is Peter Pan
and Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. So that can get up to 70 minutes right off the bat.
Right. So just use your discretion. While you're in the area, you can also do like the teacups and Dumbo if those are ones that you're interested in. Also the fantasy boat ride.
Uh-huh. Storybook Land.
Yeah, Storybook Land.
Or Casey Jr.
Or Casey Jr. Andy really likes the little boat ride.
Mm-hmm, I do.
It's kind of fun. So go ahead and hit those. After you've done that, we want you to go to the Jolly Holiday for a bacon egg croissant. Even if you've already had breakfast, go ahead and go over there.
You must have this.
If you're not too hungry, you can share one. Andy and I like to get our own because they're delicious.
They are.
They come with a fruit cup.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It's a great time to do a little people watching too. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Three grapes come in your fruit cup. Every single one. Three grapes.
They count them.
They do.
One, two, three.
Okay. After you have a little snack there, run on over to Splash Mountain.
Yep.
Now, that should still have a low wait time.
Yes.
Because people just haven't worked their way back there yet.
Right.
And if it's a pretty lightweight, ride it a couple times.
Yeah. You also want to hit Winnie the Pooh because it's right next to it.
And that doesn't have a line at all.
Right. And then also I would say do yourself Haunted Mansion because you're in the area.
Yep, as you're walking back.
Right. Once you've done all of that, you're probably looking at your Matterhorn return time. Not Matterhorn. Space Mountain return time.
Well, we want to hit Pirates first.
I actually think we should put Pirates after the Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Just when I was writing it down, I'm like, we're kind of lopsided. So, yeah, after Haunted Mansion, go ahead and go back to the go back to Space Mountain if the time is up. If not, you know, obviously, you got to wait for it to be up. Mm-hmm. So once you've done that, go ahead and head on over to Indiana Jones and grab your next Fast Pass and get yourself a churro and a drink.
Yep. Now, again, with Indiana Jones, if it is like a 30-minute wait, just go ahead and get in line.
But get the Fast Pass, too.
Yep, because you're going to want to ride it a couple times. It's an awesome ride.
It is. Most likely, it will be up to a 45-minute wait. So instead, go ahead and ride the Jungle Cruise and Pirates, at which point I would recommend going on over to the Tiki Room.
Yes. And what are we going to get at the Tiki Room, Aaron?
Dole Whip.
Mm.
Do it inside the waiting area, not the outside of the waiting area. Yep. See the show, enjoy the show, sing along. Then you'll go ahead and do Buzz, Nemo, and Autopia if you must.
So it's all over in Fantasyland.
Right. At which point, I would suggest that you get lunch at the Little Red Corn Dog Cart. Try to do that before or at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And that's right at the end of Main Street. On the right-hand side.
Right. Right next to...
Baby Center and the... right next to the Plaza Inn.
Right. If a corn dog does not float your boat, go on over to the Hungry Bear and get yourself a burger. It's the best burger in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. After lunch, go ahead and go and ride your Fast Pass for Indiana Jones. And get a Fast Pass for Star Tours.
Yes.
Then I would recommend that you go see a show. Give your feet a rest.
It's going to start to get busy in the afternoon.
So your show options are Magic Map, Mr. Lincoln, or the Royal Theater, where you'll probably see Rapunzel.
I would say, oh man, maybe making the Magic Map.
It's a good show.
Because you're already in the back. Parades are going to be starting soon. And actually walking up Main Street.
Is a pain in the butt.
Yes.
Although hopefully they'll have the back alley open.
Ugh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I would recommend after you've seen the Magic Map going to Toontown. It's kind of a fun little place. You can ride Roger Rabbit, and then right outside of Toontown is a Small World if you are so inclined.
Mm-hmm. You just have to. Even though if it breaks down, you got to hear
it's
a
little
world
bit
over and over again.
Different from Disney World's.
Yes, it is the original. In fact, most of it came directly from the 1964 World's Fair.
Yep.
And the loading is outside.
Instead of inside. Yep. After Small World, I'd say it's time for a frozen lemonade and some popcorn.
Yes, directly across from it is a popcorn cart and a frozen lemonade cart.
Now I hear you, Andrew. You're going, that's a lot of food. It's not.
It's not at all.
You need to keep eating.
It will make you happy or keep you happy.
Yes. Keep your energy up. Make sure you're eating and drinking a lot is basically what we're trying to drum into you. And we're trying to keep in mind where you are in the park and what's close by. Mm-hmm. So when we're saying the specific snacks, it's because we know you can get one in the area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now it's time to do the Matterhorn. This is not one you can get a fast pass on. So you're just going to have to wait in line. Definitely worth it, though.
It is. It's usually a 45 to 35 minute wait.
It just really depends.
And I don't think we've really come to a consensus on left or right track.
No. I think next time we go, we'll purposely do one of each and pay attention. So
do your best to sit in the front car. The back car, for some reason, likes to be the backbreaker.
Well, you don't really get a lot of say in where you get to sit.
You could, though. You could request.
If you want to be that guest.
Be that guest. I plan on it.
Be that guest. Be that guest.
Have a really weird request.
That was not practice. That was totally improv, people. Right here on the Disneylandy podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So at this point, you probably can do your Star Tours Fast Pass that you picked up earlier. And then I would go and get another one for Big Thunder Mountain. At this point, you probably will have your dinner reservation. If not, ride some rides in the area according to what's a short wait time in your app to kind of get you to the right time.
And you've got the Blue Bayou as your dinner reservation, so you might as well just ride Pirates.
Yes, we try to ride Pirates right before and right after, mm-hmm. kind of to cap off the experience. When you arrive at the Blue Bayou, I would be there 5 or 10 minutes early and ask for a table on the water. Most likely, they will tell you it's an extra 30-minute wait. It's worth it. It's the only way you're going to get a table close to the ride. Otherwise, you're going to be further back. It's still a great experience, but since this is a special time for you, ask for a table on the water.
Yeah.
Once dinner is over, you can go ahead and make your way to your firework reservation. You'll have an area reserved for you because of your package that you got for the Blue Bayou. There should be a parade that starts right after the fireworks. And I always recommend the second parade over the first because it's less crowded.
And then usually after fireworks and parade, people are just leaving.
They're in
just
droves.
Getting out of there.
So instead, return to your favorite rides.
I would say...
Big Thunder.
Big Thunder would be a great one to do. Pirates is going to be open.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, Splash.
Space
Sometimes they
tours.
Close that a little early. Toontown will be closed. They
yes.
close that for the fireworks.
Yes,
usually
they
about
do.
6, 7 o'clock.
But really the only big kid ride in there is Roger Rabbit, and I think yeah. one and done is good for that one.
Yep.
Anyway, ride rides until they kick you out.
And shop on your way out also.
Yes. So just use your app to figure out where the wait times are big and small. And just be flexible. Have fun. And that would be Disneyland.
Get home or get back to the hotel.
And rest.
Because you're getting up the next day really early. Just like we said in Disneyland, you know, 40 to 50 minutes, bag check's going to take a while,
yep.
get in the front of the line, and you'll get to Rope Drop. At Rope Drop, where are we sending them?
Before we move on to,
okay.
to California Adventure, I do just want to say it is possible to do almost everything in Disneyland in a day, but you're going to be harried to get it done. You're going to be harried. You're going to be harried to get it done. You're going to be driving yourself really hard. You also really want to be keeping an eye on your app for your wait times, because the wait times might be out of control. The week that you're going, graduation is happening, and so you're going to have a lot of high school kids.
Yes.
So
it's going to be pandemonium.
Be prepared for the wait times to be really high, and if they are, you might have to start making some tough choices about what rides you are going to pursue and which ones you aren't.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to think about is which rides are available only in Disneyland and not in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, having the ones that are your must rides. So anyways, Disney California Adventure, get up early, show up early. We are sending you to Radiator Springs single rider. Don't
yes.
even bother with the fast pass.
Nope. Run over now.
And get in the single rider line. You won't sit next to each other, but... who cares?
Yeah, it's better than waiting for a fast pass for an hour.
And then waiting in line for an hour.
Yep. Just do it. Just
yeah.
First thing, run over there. Everybody else is doing the same thing you are, but just make it happen.
Yep, just do it. Then I would say go over to Screaming. Well, Andy says go over to
yes.
Screaming. I can't recommend that ride.
She doesn't like it. Go over to Screaming, California. You can probably ride that 2 or 3 times.
If that's something you want to do.
You want to do it. Yes, you do.
Tower of Terror is another one to hit early in the day. And then I would actually go get a fast pass for Soaring.
Yes.
At that point. And then head over to Starbucks for breakfast. It's in the same area.
Mm-hmm. You can get your coffee, your juice, your pastries.
Breakfast pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would head you over to Midway Mania. Midway Mania. This one does not have a fast pass in line, is usually long, so you want to hit yeah. that one early in the day.
That's a usual 35, 40 minute wait.
Easy. Then you want to hit the Fun Wheel, Goofy, Sky School, and Ariel, because they're all in that back half.
Yep. Now, Ariel is a good, hey, we're tired ride.
Yes.
That's always has a short wait time.
I think the longest we've ever waited was 30 minutes, and that was weird and once.
Yes, and it was a ridiculously busy day in DCA.
So, short ride, cool and dark, and a long ride.
Uh-huh.
So, definitely worth doing. After you have done those rides, I would head over to the Cozy Cone for a snack. There are lots of variety of snacks over there. You can get yourself another churro there. You can get yourself a chili con queso.
Anything in a cone.
Red's Apple Freeze popcorn.
I would recommend the Red's Apple Freeze. You must get that.
It is Disney California Adventure's version of LeFou's Brew.
Yep.
So, very tasty. It's the only place in the park you can get it. Mm-hmm. Once you have snacked, go ahead and go back to Soaring for your Fast Pass. It should be up. And then get one for either Tower of Terror or Screaming, whichever ride you liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
Then go over to Luigi's in Cars Land.
Yes.
The Rollickin' Roadsters.
Which we haven't ridden yet.
So yeah, tell us how you liked it. Then I would say hit Bugs Land. It's cute to walk through. Some of the rides might tickle your fancy. So have a look.
The choo-choo train. You just have to ride it once.
It's good, silly fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would head over to Grizzly River Run.
You're going to get wet.
Yes.
It's almost guaranteed.
But in June, it should be warm enough that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If not, there is a little shop with clothes if you need to buy some dry ones. Or just take along some really cheap ponchos mm-hmm. and throw them over your clothes. We are recommending lunch at Flo's in Cars Land.
Yes, this is a must do.
It's fantastic. The food there is great.
You can have a roast beef sandwich
mm-hmm.
or a pot roast sandwich is what it is, or
yes.
a roasted turkey sandwich. Very
yes.
tasty. Very
now,
American.
As far as parades go in Disney California Adventure, they're going on pretty much all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They're more geared to little kids. They're the Pixar and then the Disney Junior
yeah.
type things.
I wouldn't worry about them.
I wouldn't either. I mean, if you walk by, you'll get to see a little bit of it, but they're not really mm-hmm. that spectacular. We do recommend that you go and ride the Monsters, Inc. Mike and Sully to the Rescue ride.
You can ride that a couple times.
Yeah, and then hit the Animation Building. There's some really fun interactive things to do.
Yep.
Great, great stuff. Make sure you go downstairs.
There's like a voiceover section where you can do your own voice over the cartoon and they'll play it back for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
And there's a place where you can figure out which Disney character you're most like.
Mm-hmm.
You can see some cute animation things that you can draw. I mean, it's fun.
It is.
It's a fun building.
It is immersive.
Cute gift shop at the beginning.
Oh, very, it's like a musical. They have music and art in that gift shop.
Yes. Like big kid souvenirs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. At that point, go ahead and return for your Fast Pass if it's up. Get another for whatever ride floats your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Then go see Frozen. Go see the new musical.
Let us know how it was.
Yeah. At which point, you're probably getting ready for dinner, if not just go ride some more rides.
Use your app, of course.
You are eating at Carthay Circle.
Mm.
Very exciting. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
It's schwanky, as you would say, Aaron.
Good choice. Then do your World of Color. Don't skip World of Color. World of Color is awesome.
It is a must.
And then ride, and shop.
If it's still open, a lot of times World of Color, after that, the park closes.
Right.
But make sure you get through Elias and Company, the whole shopping center there.
Uh-huh.
There's some good stuff in there.
Now, California Adventure is definitely on the light side
as
far as things to do. Another reason why we advocate for the 3-day park hopper so that you can go back over to Disneyland. You know, if you absolutely can't do the 3-day, do a 1-day in Disneyland, just Disneyland, and then get a park hopper for the second day so that you can go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the parks are so close, they can be treated as one park. It's no kind of tram ride or big, long journey. They're just right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Yay! We're so excited for you to go. So if you've got more specific questions, Andrew, just hit us up on Facebook. We'll be happy to address any of those.
If anybody else out there has your own guide or your own
suggestions,
go ahead and hit us up and Andrew can take a look at them.
Yep, for sure. We won't be able to do a planning podcast for everybody,
no,
obviously.
We won't.
But we do want to have your questions come in if you want to know what we think about this or that or the other, or if you want to put it out to the group
mm-hmm.
on Facebook.
Now, I'm going to put this out to you guys, too. I don't think we've done this on this podcast, but we have another group that we run. It's called Daybreak Disneylanders. We've had this for about a year or so, maybe 2 years. This is kind of our...
It's more of a forum page.
It is. This is where you ask questions and multiple people will answer.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got people that go to Disneyland every other month on here, and these guys really know their stuff.
There are a couple of travel agents that live in our area that are on there. Mm-hmm. People with kids, people who are single, people who've been going for years, people who haven't been going for years. Just, you get a lot of different opinions. So yep. That's another good place to go ahead and like, mm-hmm. Because there's always people asking questions on there.
Yep. So just search Daybreak Disneylanders and ask to join.
And we will admit you.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a robot or, I don't know, a serial killer looking guy with a weird mustache.
Yeah, if you look weird and you've only been on Facebook for like a month and you're not a member of any other groups, we probably won't add you because we try to keep people safe.
Yep.
We also advocate that you not let people know when you're in the park or when you're going, specific mm-hmm. dates, just to keep your home safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to get Andy not to post any pictures on Facebook until we return. It's really hard for him. But, yeah, so that's just kind of a let's be safe people thing.
Yep.
So anyway, hopefully that helps you, Andrew. We did want to go over what we keep in our backpacks kind of as our survival guide.
Yes.
So backpacks, we keep wet wipes.
Yes.
And sanitizer.
Yes. Now the wet wipes are usually like a 99% of bacteria wet wipes.
Right.
Not just your regular, you know, wipe your butt wet wipes.
Right. Don't take those.
No.
We also do hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. We keep little travel size spray suntan lotion. We each have our own backpack mm-hmm. because sometimes we're not together. So we have the same things in each backpack. Sometimes we'll keep little snacks like some things of trail mix or crackers or whatever. And a bottle of water, mm-hmm. just because you might be caught in a line and get the munchies and
when you're in line for Peter Pan for 70 minutes, man, and most of it is in the outside. It's water and trail mix will get you through that.
Yes, indeed. I like to keep some aspirin, some blister pads, and Band-Aids because you never know. You never know. There is a first aid station, but they only have regular Band-Aids there, and I like the really gushy ones. That are like a second skin and are fabulous. You can keep a poncho in there. We usually do, just in case it rains. Mm-hmm. In June, you're probably not looking at a big chance of rain, but you might want it for Splash Mountain.
They're
and
99 cents. You might
Grizzly
as well
Grizzly River Run.
Well, he's from Florida too, so he knows all about the rain.
Also, you can put a light jacket in there for the early morning or late evening since you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Batteries, extra batteries.
For your camera.
We keep an extra external charger for our phones, that kind of thing. So, you know, nothing too crazy, but just good things to have. And then you have somewhere to stick your souvenirs and whatnot.
So you're not hanging on to a Disney bag the whole time.
Exactly.
Or two Disney bags. Awesome. Right. Awesome.
So hopefully that's enjoyable and helpful mm-hmm. and We sure love talking about Disneylandy, so keep your questions and comments and all that kind of stuff coming.
Yep. If you have found us on some odd podcasting app, like Andrew did, you can go ahead and find us on podbash.com.
Right.
Also, if you guys are on your app or if you're on iTunes, we're trying to get everybody just to go to Podbash.
Yes.
So just look up Podbash.
And you should be able to subscribe just to us on Podbash.
Yes.
Although there are other wonderful shows on the network.
Yes. So if you just subscribe to Disneylandy, we're getting so many listeners that I'm running out of bandwidth with my podcasting service.
Uh-huh.
So this last podcast, we were like so close to like to dropping it because we didn't have enough memory or not enough bandwidth
uh-huh.
because we had so many listeners. So yeah, just go to podbash.com or if you're on iTunes, just look up Podbash and you're going to find us and you're going to find a lot of other great podcasts.
You can actually also just go to podbash.com on your browser, be uh-huh. it on your phone, be it on your computer and listen to us right over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's easy.
Very easy. Lots of ways to do it. Yep. Lots of great shows. Speaking of great shows.
Okay. So let's start plugging. let's start out with Radio Ronin.
Four awesome DJs.
Yes. Or three DJs.
Three DJs and a movie critic. So you've got Chunga, Spinari, DJ Takara, and Kenny.
Kenny D.
They just talk about everything and anything, and it's hilarious and unexpected and wonderful.
Like you said, Aaron, it's like sitting at the cool kids' lunch table.
Yes, and just hearing them talk, and you're just like, They're so cool.
And then there's Bacon Sale,
yeah,
which is my favorite.
Yes.
You've got, again, Kenny. Well, it's Kent, not Kenny D.
Same guy, but same different guy. Attitudes.
Yeah. Then you've got Joel, a comedian, and Jacob, who is their moderator.
Yes. And he's just a dude.
Just a dude.
He's a good dude.
He's probably my favorite movie critic.
They're more pop culture, more entertainment, TV shows, movies.
The last episode was about moms.
Yeah.
TV moms. TV movie moms. Really good.
Yeah.
We've got Greg's New Guide to Music.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It kind of...
It broadens your horizons.
Yes, to other music opportunities. It has broadened my horizon. I didn't know about these people that did Disney covers.
Yeah.
And he you know, blew my mind with these. I didn't know about them.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be having him on for an all Disney music podcast.
And vice versa.
Yes.
He's wanting us on his.
So, look forward to that in the future.
Yep. We've also got Level 22, which is a video game podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's got Takara and Spinari on it.
Mm-hmm. And Matt.
Uh-huh. There's the Wisps. They are the paranormal podcast.
Yes, the Wasatch Investigative Society for Paranormal Studies.
Yes. In fact, they just had a ghost hunt yesterday and the day before.
Which we were there.
We were there on Saturday night.
It was awesome. Even though we're recording this a week before, it was great. I got scared out of my mind, and I touched a ghost, and it touched me, and no.
He saw one and lost it.
I lost it, yeah. I brought it up.
I won't tell you what it is, but it's gone.
It is.
We also have the Runcast, and Are We Prepared Yet?
And Addict to Athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all kind of a Josh Hansen setup. The Addict to Athlete... people love that show.
I've listened to the first one. I haven't gotten to listen to any of the others. I've been really busy.
Really busy. Yep. It's a really good show.
And I understand there's a new podcast in the works.
Yes. Our good friend Lara is starting a new podcast. Hopefully it will come out maybe this last week. It's an all girls podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm scared. I am very scared.
There was an all guys podcast, hopefully that will be coming back. It was called Guys on Girls. I really loved that podcast.
See, that I'm all right with, but
it was raunchy and fun.
The all girls one, man, I just feel like I'm gonna get in trouble just listening to it.
It's like wife research, like understand the inner workings of the female mind.
What? I've already tried. It doesn't work. Not at all.
If we've forgotten someone, it's not on purpose. It's late at night and we're tired.
And on that bombshell.
Have a magical day. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road seems rough ahead and your mind's in miles from your nice warm bed. Just remember what your own past said, boy. You got a friend in me. Troubles, well, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through. Boy, you got a friend in me. I say you got a friend in me. Yeah, yeah. Some folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too. See that it's our destiny.